Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nina. May I have your Eagle Moss account number?
Sure. I think I've got it right here. Give me one second. My account number, okay, it's 357-083-90-001.
357-083-90-001.
Yes, correct.
Okay, and may I have your first and last name?
First name is Jason. Last name is Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y.
Did you say Jason?
Yes, Jason.
Jason Harvey. And what is your zip code?
19111.
19111. And your email address?
My email address is jasonryanharvey1986@yahoo.com.
Okay, and Mr. Harvey, what collection are you referring to today?
I am calling up about the Ghostbusters Ecto 1.
Okay, the Ecto 1. May I have the nature of the call?
I'm calling up to see a couple questions. One, I was wondering if the special edition proton packs are going to come out soon, because my roommate got an email for it. I was just wondering, maybe I got an email and didn't see it. I know they charge you automatically. I was wondering if it's scheduled. And the second question is, I did have a package ship out, a couple packages shipped out, one the 19th of January and one the 2nd, I believe, of February, and the tracking information hasn't been updating. I was just wondering if you have a link that I can get to the tracking number where it updates itself. Someone told me through one of the groups online that the tracking number is like it's a tracking number link you got to click on to see if it's updated or not.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
So, excuse me. So you're asking, inquiring about the ETA on the proton pack and your shipment for January the 19th and February what day?
I believe the 2nd or 3rd it got shipped out.
Okay.
Let me double check.
Is this the same shipment or two different shipments?
Two different shipments.
Okay, let me, because what I was doing was logging into my account, my system, and collecting your information. Now we got all the business out the way. I can look at the proton pack ETA, as well as the shipment for January the 19th and February the 2nd.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hold one moment. Bear with me.
Sure, sure. Take your time.
Never tell a customer service agent that.
Three days
take
later,
it literally.
Hi there.
Oh, goodness. Excuse me. That was funny. Oh, goodness. Oh.
Gotta laugh in life. You gotta laugh in life.
That was funny. That couldn't be, it couldn't have been any other way. Okay. Mr. Harvey, you're on Oxford Avenue in Philly.
Yes, correct.
Oh, and my significant other just brought me some Philly cheesesteaks down here to Alabama. And Hogan's.
Yeah.
From Philly. Oh, goodness.
From where? From where? You know, there's always that tourist attraction cheesesteaks, and then there's the cheesesteak spots the only Philly people know.
Now, he might have went there because he used to stay up there. I'm not sure where. But they were delicious. He was like, these are real Philly cheese.
Oh, definitely.
That's
definitely, definitely. Yeah, the one thing that people from Philly will always agree with, cheesesteaks is definitely the Philly thing, but everyone does have a different opinion on which cheesesteak place is the best. But the one thing we all agree on, anybody who's from Philly, Pat's and Gino's is not Philly cheesesteaks.
Believe me,
and
he's a quality. He likes quality. So this is, okay. You know, I never knew, but he says the real Philly cheesesteak. That's how he.
He may have gotten Prince Steaks, huh? Prince Steve's, Steve's? Yeah, Steve Prince's Steak, maybe.
And they be in aluminum foil wrapped up.
I don't know. Each one does it differently. It's a little bit of a franchise out here now. There's like about, I think, 10 locations, and they all have different owners, and they all use different wrapping. But that may be it.
And then, you know, him traveling, they had like little travel bag to keep it fresh.
All right. As fresh as you can get it. Tin foil, little bag, keep it heated up. Tastes good.
Well, no, not keep it heated up. well, you know, because he's traveling. But it was good. It was good. It was delicious. But he went up there a couple of times.
All right.
Oh, goodness, imagine that. But we used to that. Every time he go up, he bring. I said, I'm thinking you spend $200 on this. All everybody get a Philly cheesesteak. And they know it. The kids, the grandkids, everybody. He bring everybody one. Oh dear.
Yeah, they do get a little pricey.
And you know what? And it didn't even occur to me to ask him, how much was this? All these doors, Philly cheesesteaks.
Depends on where he went to. If you said he got quality steak, he at least probably spent at least $11 a sandwich.
Oh man.
At least because the place I like going to is, which is my favorite. They have they don't chop your steak. They kind of have little thin slices of steak, and they were tender. World record. What was that?
It was tender. It was tender. The ones down here, I told the man I won because I used to get the chicken Philly. I told myself, okay, I'm gonna try the regular Philly. But what I like about those, the ones that he brought from Philly, peppers do not agree with me, but these did not hurt me at all.
Nice.
The red peppers. I said, I'm gonna start using red peppers.
Yeah, they probably got those red peppers right from Jersey right there. Jersey tomatoes, peppers, they get all that stuff from right there, all of our vegetables.
It was so good. It was so good. And then I liked how they packaged it. They had mayonnaise and the personal thing. You know, they didn't just make the sandwich. They had some kind of hot peppers. They looked like, if you ask me, spaghetti sauce with jalapeno peppers smothered in it.
I think you got Steve's. Yeah, I think you got Steve's steaks right there. That sounds like a Steve steak thing.
Is that the real steak?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's different places. Like there's Jim steaks, which is really delicious steaks, and there's Steve steaks. But the only difference between those two steak places, one chops up their steak, and one has sliced steak, like very thin pieces of sliced steak, and they put it on a roll like that. But both are delicious on its own level.
Oh, now these were chopped up because I just took a piece of meat and then, you know, tested the tenderness. I was like, oh, man.
Probably Jim's, yep.
Oh, it was good.
Probably Jim's steaks.
It was good. Oh, good. I do apologize for veering, but I'm hungry and I ate it for breakfast. Oh, goodness. This says the Ghostbusters, Ecto-1, it says that you have a shipment delay because issue 47, this says, issue 47 through 50 is out of stock. Magazine 14 that covers issue 47 through 50 is out of stock.
Okay. So what about the Ghostbusters proton pack? Is that
okay, I can look at that. Hold one moment. Let's go to the proton pack. That's a special. Well, I do want to check. You said something about those shipments. Before I go to the proton pack, let me look at the ledger for the shipments. On your regular. It says that on your regular shipment, you're on shipment number 12, January the 22nd. Shipment 11 says December 25th. Let's go to the ledger. February the 12th is the next shipment.
Okay.
So I'm going to the ledger to see what those tracking numbers look like.
Yeah, it's looking good. Sorry, I'm multitasking here.
Oh, we both. No, tell you why we're waiting.
Yeah, I know. We just got to put the wax down fast and not let anyone walk on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the crazy thing is my roommate, he has a subscription, the same subscription, and there'll be times he'll get his email, and he'll get his package 3 days later. Almost every one of my packages, they'll ship out. I think I got one out of the 12 magazines I got from you guys so far, once real fast within the week. Every other one took almost like a month and a half, 2 months to come to me, which is weird because the shipment always shows that it's coming from Jersey, which is like only a two-hour ride from Philly.
Because we're in Meadville. Our warehouse is in Meadville, Pennsylvania.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, Meadville, Pennsylvania, that's like an hour ride from Philly. That's not even that far.
I don't know how the zip codes in a USPS and pick me bowls. I don't really understand how they're...
Yeah, Pinterest, the tracking updating thing, that website.
The carrier.
The carrier. They suck. Oh, man, they suck.
Okay. Now, it looks like January the 19th, that is shipment number 11. I see a shipping label was created on January the 19th.
Yeah.
Let's see what they show me anything.
Yeah, because
it says January.
Sorry. Yeah, because it doesn't show me any kind of update on it. Like it's like because I know on the Facebook forum for Eagle Moss, like that's the main complaint everyone has besides it being like sold out a lot, which I understand COVID and everything, and I can wait. But it's like the shipping thing is I'm always worried about because I'm in Philly and right in front of a bus stop. So the main thing I try to do is try to keep track of the shipment because. That will walk away if because I know the last shipment they sent out, which was the one that shipped out the 19th of January, that came with the display base and of course issues, what was it, 38, 39, 40, 41, or 42, something like that.
For shipment, excuse me, I'm 11 and 12. So right now it's still in process. It says shipping labels on those dates that you quoted. That's the dates that the shipping labels were created. And one of them say departed the warehouse. So within 10 days, I'm pretty sure you're going to either get a tracking number, hopefully those shipments.
Well, I got tracking numbers for both of them, but none of them are saying.
You had shipping label tracking numbers, not the USPS tracking numbers.
Really?
You have USPS tracking numbers?
Let me go to the email real fast. Go to Ghostbusters. Yeah, the one on the 19th, I mean, that's been almost, 3 weeks now?
Yes.
And what happened? There we go. It sends me to, it's just eaglemoth.com. It's just departed warehouse. An estimate delivery date is coming soon. I mean... I don't know what their definition of soon is. I mean, the 19th of last month, I mean, we're coming close. Next week is going to be the 19th.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't want to reship and you're going to get it. And you hate to refuse one of them. You don't know what to refuse because you're still getting shipments. That's why I'm trying to hold off on reshipping.
Yeah. I'm not worried about the reshipment right now. I'm willing to wait. I was just wondering maybe on your end, maybe like because it's technically in your system. I don't know if you have a different tracking number from me because I know some of my other information, like the first couple orders I ever got from you, the original shipment of information never updated. But the past about four shipments I got from you, the information actually updated where I was able to track it. And then these last two shipments I got through emails, it hasn't updated at all, which I'm like, because it's weird because my roommate who lives with me, he already got two of his shipments already, which is why I'm kind of like nervous. I'm like, wait a minute. I got mine shipped out a week before he got his shipped out, and he got his package 3 days after it got shipped out. That's why I was like, I don't know if it's like if it's on a truck that's at the warehouse that has to fill up first. I don't know how that process works.
It has nothing to do with that because 10, 15 days, they still filling up. What kind of truck is that?
Gotcha.
Oh, no. It has something to do with processing. One that departed from the warehouse, Pick Me Bowes, will take it to the USPS and then they'll track it in. I mean, log it in, and then we'll be able to track it. That's why I was advising you to give me at least 10 more days for an update.
Okay.
Because one of those shipments are going to show up.
Oh, okay. That's what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. That's fine. I was just double checking. Okay. Cool. That's where I was getting confused at. I thought you meant like it updates after 10 days, and I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, it's been like a month.
No, it's been shipment delays, but customers, and see, we've been canceling reships because they reship too early. Give USPS time to, you know, work on their, everyone having the same issue, heavy load.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I don't want you to reship, because I'll have extra parts, will be pointless, and then we'll have to waste time sending it back and everything. Yeah, I'm willing to wait, because it's one of those things anyway. This build, the slow build anyway, it takes 2.5 years to fully get all the magazines, which, you know, even if I get this now or later, it's going to, I'm going to be
you're
in
the
same spot.
You the first person said that, 2.5 years. Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. 1.5 to 2.
Exactly. And the funny thing is, like, I'll be watching a lot of people on the only time I looked up all the reviews you guys got, and I noticed that with a lot of even Amazon reviews, most of the people who give reviews don't even know what the hell they're talking about. It's like
ding,
the shipping
ding.
Company's fault. Yeah, it's the shipping company's fault.
They're not listening to the actual real. They're just angry
exactly.
because they don't have their packages. I had to explain to one customer. Sometimes emotions, you know, get the best of you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, I'm looking at it, this is just first world problems. It's not like, you know, like my life is going to end without like a couple of pieces of plastic. And
they act like
I'm
that.
I know. I mean, you know how we are in America. We're privileged people.
Oh, too privileged. I'm like, one man had about 8 collections. I'm like, I can't keep up with you. Let's stay on one collection, finalize that, and go to the next one. He'll go to like 3 collections down and then say something about the first one. I'm not going back anymore.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, good. I mean, he was working them. He was working all, I mean, he should get the VIP sticker. Because I ain't never
exactly.
seen the one who had, I mean, every collection, and still was ordering more. I'm like.
Right. Yeah, it's, some people have this extra money to spend. I mean, these kits ain't cheap either. I mean,
and you know what? And I didn't even say that yet. Oh my goodness, yeah. He was like over $1,000 each one of them, and then, I mean, basically at the end of all of them and getting the new ones. My goodness, you have
man,
no
dude,
life.
You ain't kit. I hear you.
His life is Eagle Moth. Bless him.
Man, it's like.
But can't say he ain't quarantining.
Like, exactly.
Oh,
you know, he's one of those nerds asleep in his mom's basement.
I was borderline to ask him. I was like, because I know your wife didn't turn over. Literally.
Well, I don't think the guy has a wife.
She done divorced you, all these darn things.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I seen the light bill, gas bill, phone bill, cable bill, grocery bill. Oh, I mean, but
man,
hey.
Collection, man. That's like my month's rent and all the bills.
And he has all of them. But Mr. Harvey, is there anything else I can help you with today?
You were wonderful, and I really appreciate you helping me and explaining, actually taking your time and explaining to me exactly what's going on with it. I figured it was, the COVID-19 that's really delayed a lot of stuff.
And see, people throw it out there. Of course, I mean, if you're not being clear on exactly what's going on, I don't want to hear it. I'm like, what? So, I have gotten that a lot. They was like, well, they didn't explain it like that. Oh, I do apologize.
Yeah, it's sometimes I'll be calling up. I call up a couple times just to, like, you know, get updates and everything. And sometimes some people I get, they just don't want to. It seems like they're having a bad day because other customers are probably yelling at them about the same thing. But
it's their fault.
I never,
because if they don't know their pros and cons, they're going to get eaten up.
Yep.
I said that. But that's why I try to make my notes clear. So if somebody asks me a question, I'm like, read my note. I guarantee you, it's going to ding in your head. Read the note.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it's just people are impatient. I'm a little bit impatient, but it's one of those things. Now I know, like with the look to, like now I know if the package don't show up, I give it 10 more days, then I'll give you guys a call again. Like, okay, hey, it's been about like a month and a half. Like, what's up?
Exactly.
But yeah. But my main concern was just basically the tracking information, so I can try to keep an eye on it myself, so I know. Like, ask my roommate to go downstairs and grab it for me if it gets delivered.
Exactly. Just give us about 10 days. You should get the USPS tracking. Sometimes the shipment arrives. I hate to say that, but it happens.
Yeah. Because I know that the one that shipped out the 19th, it's going to have the display base in it. So I know it's going to be a pretty big box. I think the display base is like 3.5 feet long. It's pretty big.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So nothing you can tote across the street and stop.
Exactly.
Okay, this time.
Snatch and grab.
Oh, goodness. I appreciate this conversation. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's everything. I'm second guessing myself. You said there's no update on the proton packs, right?
Oh, proton packs.
Yeah.
At the proton, you know, because the proton pack, when somebody first told me about it, I didn't know about Ghostbusters yet.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I didn't know that's what the little guns was. I don't see nothing about the proton pack. Your first special was the Nerd Search, Eerie.
Gotcha. Because I know somebody I know who's also in the forum, who actually invited me into the forum, the group, just got his email saying his is going to get taken out the February 19th. I'm like, let me give them a call.
Okay, so that you might be getting an announcement then. In fact, let's see, the 19th is because they announced it 10 days. If it's not this month, because the proton packs did go out of stock and then they came back in stock.
About
a month, you should get an announcement.
All right, cool. Awesome.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
That is everything. I really appreciate this conversation and you helping me out.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you. This is Nina at Eagle Moss. Enjoy your evening.
You too. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.